This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Many big games tonight on the schedule, including Minnesota playing at Phoenix. Again, the possible one seed up for grabs here for Phoenix or for Minnesota. Will Phoenix avoid the play-in and land on the six? This is a game that opened up Phoenix minus 2.5 or 3. It has since been on the move. I agree with the move. Can you believe this? They only played one time so far this year. November 15th in Phoenix, the Suns were laying 4. Total was 223. They blew out the Wolves 133-115. Durant and Booker each had 31. They were a combined 23 of 37 from the floor. And the Suns were 17 of 31 from deep. Towns had 25 in that game. No Towns in this game, obviously. And the Wolves were 5 of 27 from 3. DK Heiss in the market right now with Phoenix minus 4.5.
Wow. I liked it at 3. I don't know if a 4.5.
I agree.
Yeah, maybe go money line. But suddenly this brutal schedule, and what you know, I give them credit, they're winning games, but the Clippers aren't playing well. That home-and-home that's coming up, the issues with Sacramento, suddenly this schedule is kind of doable, and the Suns are catching a break that everyone around them is losing. So absolutely the 6 seeds in play.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I totally agree with everything you just said. If this was still 2.5 or 3, I'd be like, we're betting the Suns tonight. Now at 4.5...
Mm. And did you see the steam on the Celtics total? DK opened at 223. It's now 226, which that makes sense. I mean, who's going to – Boston's number one in offensive efficiency, and then you look at the pace, and then the defense with Sacramento, you think Boston's going to do whatever they want here tonight.
Okay, you had the pulse of this Kings team down a couple of weeks ago. Do you still have the pulse, or did that slip away? Because you were saying at the time, do the exact opposite here with Sacramento, and it was working. Well, the exact opposite tonight would be like they're going to win this game.
Yeah, or and come inside the number.
Yeah, right, sure. And definitely cover.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing. Lose against bad teams.
Blowing a 21-point lead last night.
Yeah.
Now a back-to-back against the Celtics. Nobody's going to give them a chance to win the game.
With Herter and Monk out, though, I can't get there. But then it comes down to what's – Boston's got everything wrapped up and clinched. So how do they treat the final couple games of the year?
Sure.
You mentioned the stupid scheduling stuff. How about the Knicks – and Bulls, which we touched on briefly. They play 3 times. And remember, there's no games Monday and there's no games Saturday. So you're looking at like 7 days left.
Wait, I didn't even look. They take Saturday off now too?
They took the next Saturday.
Oh, the next Saturday. I thought you were talking about the last Saturday.
Yeah. The final day is Sunday. The previous day. They
take the entire Saturday off?
No one plays Saturday. So no one plays Monday because they don't want to go against a title game in college. And they gave them the guys the following Saturday off too. But, so Chicago and the Knicks play 3 times. Final 6 games of the year.
Wild.
And the Knicks have the at Chicago, at Milwaukee, at Chicago road trip.
Well, so we get the Warriors-Mavericks for the 3rd time since March 13th.
Way too high the total. I know where you're going.
Okay.
What they've done is impressive, staggering, full marks. Well, they've turned this around defensively and to be top 5 in defense since the deadline and what they're doing. And they just played, and it was 104-100.
Sure.
How do you put up a 228?
Well, so go back and look at the history here of the 4 meetings so far this year. The 3 and then tonight. So they played December 30th in San Francisco. Dallas was plus 4. The total was 243. 243. Oh, by the way, it went over. No problem. 132-122, and Dallas won that game covered. March 13th then. And again, this flip took place March 11th. The game that Dallas played Chicago, and they are 10-2 under since that game.
Mm-hmm.
But in that game in Dallas on the 13th, The Mavs were 8.5. The total was 234. They won 109-99. And then Tuesday night, they played again of this week in San Francisco. Mavs went off a 1.5-point favorite, 231.5. Warriors won 104-100. So the first time they played, the total was 243. It went over. Now, from that number, it's down a full 15 points. 15. But in the two previous matchups, now in the last 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, the games have had no chance to go over those numbers.
Yep.
So it's a big adjustment, but is it big enough? You're saying no, it's still got to go under.
You have to throw out what happened earlier. Dallas is a completely different team since the trades they made and what and Kidd tinkering with the lineup, and it's all worked. So it's way too high. So, the other thing is, how does Kerr has been the king of sitting people on back-to-backs.
Yeah.
They bet a huge win last night in Houston. That locks up the 10 seed for Golden State. Do they want to try and catch the Lakers for the 9? They're a game and a half back. Maybe they punt on this game. I like the under, and I like, even though Dallas is on a back-to-back, but again, you saw they shut down Atlanta last night. Dallas is trying to lock up the 5 seed and maybe even get the 4 and catch the Clippers, but try to get comfortable and stay in that 5, but they're also playing good basketball, and I would expect Golden State maybe to punt on this game.
So I'll tell you where I was at with the Mavericks last night. I kept looking at that total. It was 228.5 against Atlanta. And I thought to myself, I got to ride the streak. I think that's too high of a number. I didn't bet it. And then it was 65-57 at halftime. I'm like, thank God I didn't bet it. I watched that game. And in the fourth, it's still on pace to go over or right around that number, 220.5 in play. Then the fourth quarter started and nothing happened. But it completely shut down. Yeah. Okay. And the game eventually had no chance to go over the opening or the closing total. So it just at some point in these games, like going back now a full month, that's who Dallas is and how they operate. Like the fourth quarter kind of sums them up from in that standpoint from last night. Craziness, man. Mm-hmm. It's still Jason Kidd, though. Playoff time.
Yeah. How about what do you do with the Rockets? After the game, Udoka said that the lights were too bright. We had guys who were nervous, and we didn't come to play, and we weren't expecting, you know, a big game. We choked.
Oh, they were blown out.
Yeah.
The opening number on this was Miami -1.
Did you see the trash talk? This is wild.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because the movie came out in the early 80s. So the guy's doing trash talk. Warriors, come out and play, yay. It's like, who saw this movie? It was early 80s. These guys weren't even born. And then Steph Curry is at the end. He's got the two bottles.
Yeah.
And he's mocking the guy because they won by 20. So he's doing that. He's mocking him right back. If you've seen the movie, The Warriors, and they go, come out and play, yay. But what Curry was doing at the end. So the Heat are off the tough loss. The Rockets might just pack it up and give
they
up.
Could.
I don't. Because they're just demoralized and they know the writing's on the wall and it's over. But the Heat needs it, this like blood too. Or they might just say, okay, well, listen, if we're in the play-in, that's fine. You saw what we did last year.
I don't know.
I don't think they want that. But I would lean Heat in this one and be pissed off that they blew an 8-point lead with 6 minutes left at home. To me, it's more demoralized Houston. Lay it with Miami tonight.
Here's the thing. I doubt Miami's thinking about this, but maybe small chance. They could be saying if we land on the 6, there is a chance that the Bucks are going to be the 3. And we know how the Miami Heat have done against the Bucks in recent years,
oh,
right?
Oh, they'd love that matchup.
Oh, they would love it.
Yeah.
And I would love them, too.
I don't know, because we're talking about motivation and trash talk and what coaches use. And like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green were pissed off that the guy was wearing the T-shirt.
I know.
And they used that as fuel. And they ran him out and kicked their ass and then talked trash to him. I don't know.
How about the players who are 10 years younger than us are mad over a Warriors reference? You mentioned Star Wars. I look at you sideways. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Look, when did that movie come out?
Who's it? Boba Fetch? What is that? What?
Yeah.
Is that it?
The dog at the local animal shelter.
Okay.
Boba Fetch got the toy all the time. I want to go grab him.
And I have no clue what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.